They dashed out of the hidden room and sprinted across the warehouse floor, their lungs sucking in the overheated air and their footfalls echoing. Link flew through the door with Cabrillo at his heels, and they ran for another 50 yards before they slowed and turned. The explosion was a muted crump that blew the skylight panels off the roof and filled the warehouse with a roiling fog of concrete dust. Dust coiled through the damaged roof, making the building look like it was burning. The two men sprinted back into the warehouse. Juan was the first to reach the blast site. The concrete had been shattered by the plastique, leaving a large crater in the floor that reeked of the explosive. But it hadn't been enough. The plug was too thick for the amount of plastique they'd brought. Casting his flashlight over the bottom of the crater, he couldn't see a single spot where they had breached all the way through. Link jumped past him, landing in the bottom of the crater they'd created. When his feet hit the stressed cement, a hole opened up beneath him, and he vanished into the earth. His weight had been enough to cause the plug to give way. As more and more concrete splintered and tumbled down a flight of stairs, Juan tossed himself into the darkened hole, noting that the breeze blowing up from the depths carried the cold stench of death. The punch sank deep into Max's stomach, doubling him over as much as the ropes holding him to the chair would allow. Zelimir Kovac hadn't used half of his tremendous strength, and Hanley felt as though his guts had been turned to jelly. He grunted at the pain, spraying saliva and blood from his ruined mouth. It was the fourth consecutive body blow, and he hadn't expected it. Blindfolded, he could only rely on his torturer's natural rhythm to anticipate the blow, and so far Kovac hadn't established one. His punches were as random as they were brutal. He'd been at it for 10 minutes and hadn't yet asked a single question. The duct tape covering Max's eyes was suddenly ripped away, taking with it some of his heavy brows. The sensation was like having acid splashed on his face, and he couldn't contain the yowl that burst from his lips. He looked around, blinking through the gush of tears. They'd taken him here and kept him blindfolded for days. The room was bare and antiseptic, with white cinder block walls and a concrete floor. Ominously, there was a drain in the floor at Max's feet and a water spigot with a length of hose coiled on a peg next to the metal door. The door was open, and beyond, Max could see the hallway had the same block walls and shabby white paint. Kovac stood over Max, wearing suit trousers and a sleeveless undershirt. The Serb's sweat and Max's blood stained the shirt's cotton. A pair of guards in matching jumpsuits leaned against the wall, their faces stony. Kovac thrust a hand toward one of the guards, and the man handed him a sheaf of papers.
"According to your son," Kovac began, "your name is Max Hanley, and you are part of the Merchant Marine, a ship's engineer. Is this correct?"
"Go to hell," Max said, in a low, menacing tone.
Kovac squeezed a nerve bundle at the base of Max's neck, sending torrents of pain lancing to every part of his body. He kept up the pressure, squeezing even harder until Max was literally panting.
"Is that information correct?"
"Yes, damn it,"
Max said through clenched teeth. Kovac released his grip and slammed his fist into Max's jaw hard enough to twist his head.
"That's for lying. You had a transdermal transponder embedded in your leg. That isn't common for the Merchant Marines."
"The company I hired to get Kyle back," Max mumbled. "They implanted it as part of their security."
Kovac punched Max in the face again, loosening a tooth.
"Nice try, but the scar was at least 6 months old."
It was a good guess. Hux had implanted his new one 7 months ago.
"It's not, I swear it," Max lied. "That's how I heal, fast and ugly. Look at my hands."
Kovac glanced down. Hanley's hands were a patchwork of old crisscrossed scars. It meant nothing to him. He leaned in, so his face was inches from Max's.
I have inflicted more scars in my life than a surgeon, and know how people heal. That implant is 6 or more months old. Tell me, who are you, and why have you such a device?
Max's response was to slam the crown of his balding head into Kovac's nose. The restraints binding him to the chair prevented him from breaking the bone, but he was satisfied with the jet of blood that flew from one nostril until the Serb staunched it with his fingers. The blows came in a flurry. There was no pattern, no aim. It was an explosive reaction, the instinct of the primeval hindbrain toward a perceived threat. Max took shots to the face, chest, stomach, shoulders, and groin in a rain of punches and kicks that seemed inexhaustible. Kovac looked contemptuously at Hanley's unconscious form, his chest heaving with exertion and adrenaline. Kovac snapped his wrists, making the taxed joints pop audibly and sending droplets of their mingled blood to the floor. Reaching over, he pushed up Max's right eyelid. All that showed was a veined white orb.